The Gardens and Landscapes of Patrick Watson, and it's by Garrett Fennekek. So this is quite a specialized title, I would imagine. But if you have green fingers, if you're interested in gardens, if you're interested in Patrick Watson, then I think this one will tickle your fancy. Over to you, Philip Todras.
Filt, The Gardens and Landscapes of Patrick Watson by Garrett Fennekek, with photographs by Elsie Young and artworks by Heidi Fourie. It's published by Strake Nature. Wow! Filt is a magnificent and significant tome that celebrates the work of landscape architect Patrick Watson. The book was launched most appropriately at Kirstenbosch. As author, Garrett Fennekek explains the intent of the book is to showcase and contextualize Patrick Watson's work over the past 40 years. Yes, 40 years. It is his hope that, and I'm going to quote him, creates some opportunity for his life and projects to be studied further and understood for their breadth. The focus of this book is what Patrick loosely refers to as filt gardens. So we are talking about natural, and I think one has to read the book to really fully understand the scope. In fact, the book looks at 23 of his gardens, that's Patrick Watson's gardens, and landscapes around Africa. Each of these gardens is beautifully presented to reflect their unique features and specific character. And one has to give tribute to the photographs by Elsie Young. Not an easy task, because it's lighting, it's timing, it's finding the right moments, and that certainly has been achieved. The foreword to Filt by Jane Carruthers, who's the environmental historian, emeritus professor UNISA, acknowledges Patrick Watson as South Africa's most innovative and versatile landscape designer. And I think the importance is, as she explains, that each project receives its own distinctive interpretation, so that his gardens and landscapes are not identifiable by any recognizable, what she refers to as Watson style or a template, but rather by their absolute individuality. And to explain that individuality, she lists the many attributes Patrick Watson brings to his design ethos. Patrick, the ecologist, the artist, the philosopher, and Patrick, the professional. This foreword provides a wonderful context to appreciate his work. These aspects are certainly reflected because the man has to have a vision. Also, his clients need to have a vision, because what Patrick Watson is taking them through is not what they will see instantly, but what they will see in the future. And author Garrett Fennekek has certainly managed to reflect these many facets in this handsome book. Each of the 23 gardens and landscapes are given a context with information about time and place. An interesting aspect which fascinated me when raised at the launch of the book is each space is a work in progress. For instance, trees establishing themselves over time to create shade and possibly frame a particular view. This is not a book to page through in a hurry. You need to spend time and escape into each garden and landscape. After 280 pages of a visual treat with some wonderful paintings by Heidi Fourie to add to the flow, there's a section that provides a biographical sketch of Patrick Watson himself, and this includes a glimpse of his garden in Greenside, Johannesburg. So altogether, a very, very satisfying dip into a whole new world, certainly a whole new world for me. And then Filt ends with a plant listing covering 7 of Patrick Watson's gardens featured in the book. Excellent reference material for avid gardeners. So do indulge yourself. Do have a look at Filt, The Gardens and Landscape of Patrick Watson by Garrett Fennekek, and as mentioned, with beautiful photographs by Elsie Young and artworks by Heidi Fourie. And as mentioned, also published by Strake Nature.
Thank you, Philip. That sounds like one for the collectors. That sounds like something that people who are interested in this subject would really want to own.